Watch, Nurse Saves Life of Driver Who Crashed Into Her House. By Amy Furr on July 29, 2019. A nurse in Kissimmee, Florida, is being hailed as a hero for saving the life of a man who crashed his car into her home on Thursday. Carmen Roman said she heard a loud sound that at first she thought was someone parking outside her house when the event occurred. All of a sudden he just, boom, hit my house, she recalled. Surveillance footage shows the moment the man's minivan crossed over the sidewalk opposite Roman's home and crossed her yard where it collided with the side of the building. Roman told reporters that she went outside to see what had happened and found the driver unresponsive behind the wheel of his car. She said he had no pulse, no heartbeat, so she began performing CPR. I gave him 30 compressions, Roman said. A couple of seconds after I started, he came back alive. Reports state that once the man recovered, he was able to get out of the vehicle and walk on his own. Roman said it feels good to know she saved someone's life. It feels awesome. My kids are so proud, they're like mom is a hero, she commented. If I'm in the moment, and I know I can do something, I will react. Like I said, I just love to help people. Reports state that police are investigating the initial cause of the crash. In May, a similar instance occurred when Siobhan Allen, a registered nurse, saved the life of a man who went into cardiac arrest at a movie theater in Lynbrook, New York. I was supposed to go to church that morning with my son, and decided not to. Feeling a little guilty that I didn't, Allen commented. Deshaun Mason was sitting in the back of the theater with his grandson when he went into cardiac arrest. Allen said she heard what at first sounded like snoring, but quickly realized it was something else. After I started listening a little more, I noticed it wasn't just snoring, it sounded like something we called agonal breathing, she said. Allen rushed over and checked Mason's pulse, then began administering CPR when she realized what was happening. The movies have the chairs that recline. I pushed it down and someone helped pull him down to the bottom so at least he was lying flat and I started doing CPR on him, she recalled. Mason was eventually taken to the hospital and later diagnosed with ventricular fibrillation, a condition in which the heart quivers and does not beat. He told reporters that he is totally in debt to everyone, adding that it was by divine intervention that everyone was in place on that day.